Hello, good day, and thank you for joining me for this episode of the Uplifting Words Podcast. I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. And I would like to start off by explaining a couple of plans that I have. I think on Mondays, I am going to release like a long form version of the podcast. And then like Monday through Friday, I might jump on here and drop like another like 1 or 2 minute nugget of the day, if you will. I'm thinking about incorporating something like that into the usual podcast recording. So if anyone has any ideas or thoughts on that, I would love to hear them. So before I get started, I would also like to say that this podcast has now partnered with Organifi. And if you've ever tried to, if you want to get the benefits of juicing without having to juice or being able to do it on the go, use Organifi. Visit OrganifiShop.com. Use the promo code DeCourcy15 in order to get 15% off of your order. And that's DECOURCY15 and OrganifiShop.com. So without further ado, I hope you started your day off the correct way. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I believe that the correct way is to start your day off with gratitude, being thankful for the things that you do have, and being thankful for the people that are in your life that have helped you along the way. Finding anything that you can be thankful for in your journey of this thing called life. In this podcast and in a lot of my other stuff, I purposefully try to stay away from anything political or anything going on in the mainstream news. One thing that I will say, after seeing what LeBron James has done, the efforts that he's making to help other people out, I am sincerely glad that he did not just shut up and dribble, as someone else in the news put it. When it comes to athletes, I guess a lot of people expect the athletes just like, you're not a human being, you're not a person, you're getting paid to play a specific sport, so don't say anything else about anything that's going on in the world, you just focus on that sport, which to me is kind of ridiculous because they're human beings too. They have thoughts and feelings and things that bug them. They have their insecurities. They have things that they need to get off their chest. So when I heard about LeBron opening a school and basically fully funding that school for the students, like he's giving away uniforms, like bikes to get back and forth to school, he's offering the parents GED programs. I mean, he's doing all of this at his own expense, and I'm pretty sure he's partnered up with somebody else to help with funding. But he's opened up a school. Like, this man has set up a legacy, something that's going to live on for forever. The man has started a school, and he's done it in the hopes that he can help as many people as he can. And then to have someone come on and criticize him for that, calling him an idiot or calling him stupid. Like, I don't understand that part. I don't understand how you can criticize another human being for helping out children. So anyway, that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm really happy that LeBron did not just shut up and dribble. I'm really glad he's outspoken in the ways that he's outspoken. I'm really glad that he's using his platform to bring awareness to whatever is important to him. And apparently that's important to a lot of people. So congratulations, LeBron James. I'm really glad you have your school open. There's a lot of children and a lot of families that will be positively impacted by this for years to come. So thank you for that. So I would like to use that to segue into what I want to talk about today. And today I want to talk about emotions and how your emotions kind of make you weak. And I'll use advertisement as a way to get into this conversation. I don't know if you know this, but companies prey on your emotions. Meaning, you see a commercial on TV and whatever product it could be used for. Have you ever noticed that once you see that commercial, you might suddenly be craving whatever it is on TV. Like, have you ever watched TV before and seen like a Burger King commercial, and you may have just eaten, but you see that Burger King commercial and then all of a sudden you feel in the mood for a Whopper, or you feel in the mood for some cheese fries or whatever whatever they're offering now. Because I know I see that commercial a lot. That's what popped into my head. So you got to remember, these companies' sole idea or sole mission is to get you to spend money. Like back when Apple and the iPod was really big, those commercials of like the silhouettes of people dancing and having good times, and this guy like colorful black backgrounds and colors are exploding on the screen. All of that was purposefully designed to make you want to be part of that tribe, to be part of that clique. And the way that you get part of that, or the way that you become part of that clique, is to go out and buy an Apple product. And I know that too, because I kind of fell victim to that. I remember I wanted Apple for so long. And it's funny, back when Apple was exclusive to AT&T, I don't know if anybody remembers that, but back in the day, you could only get an iPhone if you were part of AT&T's service. If you were Verizon or Sprint or T-Mobile or whatever, you were just kind of out back. You couldn't get an iPhone. So I remember, because I was part of Verizon's network, and I couldn't afford AT&T's network because their credit requirements were a little stringent, and I didn't have perfect credit back then. I still don't. But I wasn't able to get an iPhone, and I would see those commercials on TV, and I would think, man, I really want to do that. Like, subconsciously, I wanted to have the iPod and have the earbuds sticking out of my ear and kind of dancing around, and I thought, like, I'd be in, like, full-fledged colored backgrounds, and I don't know what I was thinking. But it's one of those things that's designed to make you desire that product. That's companies preying on your emotions. They prey on what's called pain points, meaning for some people, if they're left out of the crowd, that's a pain point for them, and that'll cause them to do whatever it is that the company wants you to do. The commercials are designed to get you to make an emotional decision about spending your hard-earned money, which is what it boils down to. People also try to use your emotions to gain control over you. People will use tactics or push your button. You ever talk to somebody and they just push your buttons, and the madder you get, the happier that other person seems to get? People do it all the time. They push your buttons. They find your pain points and they push those points. Or they know how to get under your skin and they go straight there. You could have a civil conversation with someone, and as soon as an argument starts, they go straight to the most painful thing that they can say, or the most painful actions that they can do, because they know that's what'll get the biggest emotional response out of you. And a lot of times when we act on our emotions, we do something we may regret later. We're not thinking with our full faculties when we make emotional decisions. So say, for instance, you're driving on the highway, somebody cuts you off. You could let that go and not have anything else to do with that. Or you could chase a person down in traffic, get up behind them, tailgate them, honk your horn, scream obscenities at them, cuss at them out the window, stick your middle finger up. That person that cut you off, and they might not even have known that they cut you off. They're just out driving. But you take it personally. You let your emotions get involved. And then you decide to pay that person back in kind by doing whatever it is that you do. There's people out here losing their lives over stuff like that. These road rage incidents are no joke. And you never know if you want to get emotional or get angry with someone out on the road. You really never know how that person may retaliate. You don't know if that person has something in their car that they're just waiting for somebody to push their buttons. And then you'll be in a situation where, you know, anything could happen. So when you let your emotions run high, that is the time when you're the least in control. So how do you get your own emotions under control? One thing that I like to the one thing that I like to remember, aside from companies, because you don't have any control over that, but when you're dealing with people and your emotions are running out of control, one thing to remember, one thing that you can remember, everybody out here is doing the best that they can. Even if what they do is horrifying, even if you totally disagree with what they are doing, people basically are out here doing the best they know how to do. For example, you could be in an argument with someone. Maybe the way that they know how to handle that situation is to rage out, scream things that they know are hurtful, and not think about the consequences. And it could be somebody that tries to come back like 15 or 20 minutes later and apologize after they've calmed down. But even in that situation, that person is doing what they know how to do to cope with how they're being pressured. I feel like a lot of us out here in this world, in these days particularly, everybody's on edge. Everybody seems like they're kind of on that precipice, and that one thing can knock them over the edge and cause them to spiral out of control with rage and anger and hurtful sayings or whatever the case may be. So just remember, when you're dealing with other people especially, people are out here, we're all doing the best we can. We all are living out of our past wounds. So for things that may have affected us back in the day, back when we were children or whatever, people are operating still out of that past thing, that past experience. And it's really easy for people to say, let the past go. Which is one of those sayings that I really don't agree with, because that's how we are all living. We are all operating out of something that happened to us in the past. And we are trying to protect ourselves if the situation was particularly hurtful or if it caused us pain in some way. We are operating trying to protect ourselves from that pain so we don't feel that again. That's one of those brain responses that just happens just because of the way we're wired as humans. Our brain is wired to protect us from pain, and that's an old survival mechanism that was built into us as human beings. So when someone does something and you don't understand it, and like I said, it could be something horrible. It could be somebody doing something particularly horrible that just goes against every moral fiber in your being. And it's very easy to just look at that person and say, what in the world are they doing? Like, that person is an idiot. Why did they do that? But you got to remember, that person is operating out of some sort of past hurt, some sort of past experience, or something that their brain is trying like crazy to protect them from. And the brain doesn't differentiate between stuff that's good for you and stuff that's bad. The brain is just protection. Protection and survival. That's what our brain's wired for. So remember that people are doing the best that they can, number one. Number two, I like to live by the what next credo. So if I'm out, somebody's pushing my buttons, someone's getting aggressive with me or whatever, it's a million things running through my mind. Naturally, the first response is to think, well, I could punch this person in the face. I could knock them out. I could choke them out, whatever the case may be. But then you got to think of what next? Like, if I take this step to do whatever it is that's going to make me feel better about the situation, what next? Like, what's going to happen next? Am I going to get arrested? Does this person have a gun? He pulls it out and shoots me. Am I going to be the next person on Facebook or on WorldStar where people have videos of me and I'm like throwing haymakers in the street and pushing somebody and doing whatever? So take it step by step. Somebody confronts you and you're face to face. You punch that person. What next? They punch you back. What next? You're going to try to choke them. What next? That person may have a gun, pulls it out and shoots you. Or somebody's going to call the cops. Cops will come out and you both get arrested. Career is thrown off track. Perhaps my kids would have to come see me and visit me from a jail cell. I mean, all kinds of things. There are things that are going to happen because of your actions. Now, you obviously can't control the other person's actions. They're going to be what they're going to be. You can control your own actions. You can ensure that your image doesn't get tarnished, or you can ensure that you won't be the next video on Facebook or Worldstar or Instagram or whatever, looking like a fool because you couldn't keep your emotions in check. And these are all kind of extreme circumstances. These aren't things that happen like every day, but I'm pretty sure a lot of us feel like they could punch somebody in the face almost every day. Man, I tell you, sometimes it's hard to deal with people. Sometimes it's very hard to deal with people. I'm no stranger to that. We all know that. We all have those days. And we're all trying to make it through life the best that we can. So having said that, that's what I have for you today. Being careful of your emotions. That's basically what it boils down to. Once you let your emotions get involved, you lose. Let me throw this one other thing out there. Imagine, speaking of a politically charged environment, people can't talk about politics anymore nowadays because people are so emotionally charged about it. And what happens when you get emotionally charged, especially when it comes to politics, is you automatically tune out the other person. Doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or whatever. People tend to not hear what anybody else is saying because they're trying to scream, get their point across. And that never works. I can tell you that right now. I'm the type of person, I can talk about politics because I don't take that personally. I don't yell and scream and cry if the other person doesn't see my view. Because once again, we're all operating out of our own past hurts. We're operating out of something that happened in the past, something that has shaped our own views, something that has shaped the way that we see things and the way that the tribes that we attach ourselves to and the viewpoints that we follow. That is all coming from past experience. None of us are born knowing anything. We're all born the same way, dumb, speechless. Everything else in this world we learn. So if you're one of those type of people that can talk about politics and not get like emotionally charged and start yelling and screaming and crying, more power to you. I love those type of people. I can do that all day long. But something about the political climate now is just like, man, like we're not having civil discussions about anything. We are so emotionally charged about certain things, whether it be gay rights, whether it be abortion, whether it be vaccinating your children, whether it be anything, taking statues and monuments of past people down. Like, we are so emotionally charged about that. So I would love to see if people could kind of take their emotions out of play and just start to kind of listen to other people. You might not agree with them. You might not want to have anything else to do with that person ever again. But don't let your emotions rule how you operate your day. The only emotion that you should allow to rule your day is love. Love is a real emotion. Love is something that we should live with and project to other people. So yeah, that's it. I'm going to leave it right there. If you're still with me here on this podcast episode, I really appreciate you. I appreciate everyone that listens and tunes into this podcast. And I really hope, my hope for this podcast, as I've always said, is that people get value. People get an understanding, maybe, of how to think about things. Maybe if it's a different way of seeing things. Whatever the case may be. But what I want to do is foster an area of acceptance and love for other people. That's the end game for this podcast. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up here. Don't forget, go check out OrganifiShop.com. And there will be a link for that in the show description, in the show notes. And I would really appreciate it if you guys want to chime in, give me some feedback, or give me some applause or thumbs up, or however it's done on podcasts. I would really like that also. And if you have an idea for something that you would like me to discuss on a future episode of a podcast, I wouldn't mind hearing that too. I mean, I've got definite ideas for doing this thing for however long I can keep it up. But if there's something that you want to hear about or it's something that you want to talk about, I would love to hear from you. So don't forget, OrganifiShop.com. If you want to get your body in on feeling the benefits of this green juice that they have, this is amazing. Don't forget, use the promo code DeCourcy15 at checkout in order to get 15% off of your order. And that's DeCourcy. Spelling of that will also be in the show notes in the show description. So thank you very much for joining me for this episode of the Uplifting Words podcast. Don't forget to visit our Facebook page. If you just type in Uplifting Words, you'll notice my page by the silhouette of a man reaching towards the sun. And you can also connect with me on my website. It's called justlivenow.net. Just one word, justlivenow.net. And that's going to be kind of the central hub of all of the things that I have going on. My YouTube channel that I focus on cooking, episodes of the podcast, shirts that I'm selling, the I Am Blessed shirt, along with the merchandise from Restaurant at Home, which is my YouTube cooking channel. I would invite you to come join me on all of my platforms and see everything that I'm involved in. So with that being said, I'm going to sign off. Thank you very much for joining me. And if nobody's told you today, I've got nothing but love for each and every one of you guys out here that's listening. And just remember, we're all doing what we know how to do. Thank you very much.